We were talking, these are sixth, seventh grade students. And then my second follow-up question was, and if you could take it, if it was offered, then what would you take it? And they all said, at least in kindergarten. So out of that, a co-worker of mine who was a guest teacher also, Ann Tice, he and I was got to know each other.
Thank you for tuning in to KOOP Hornsby Austin. This is 91.7 FM. 91.7 FM on your FM dial, or you may be listening online. Yay, we're back online to KOOP.org. Hopefully that is the case. And either way, we're really thanking you for listening. This is a show called Good News. Last week, it was the really bad news, scary version of good news for Halloween. However, this week, and last week we had Bruce Melton on, and it was just not enough. It was just not enough information, not enough good news, so we've invited him back. And Bruce, what you're hearing in the background is ocean sounds from Padre Island. And Bruce, say hi.
Hi, Rosina. Hi, Radio Land.
Yay. So we welcome you to Good News, bringing you the alternative to the norm because what we focus on increases. I want to thank Pedro Gatos and Rachel Portnoy for that first edition of Reflections on Community Outreach. Wonderful new schedule on co-op. I want to point out that we have a few really, all of our new shows are awesome. And one in particular I want to point you to is Thursdays from 2:30 to 3 called Waking Up Orwell with Sheila Dean, I believe. Sheila has some pretty startling bad news, but the good news is that she is putting it out there and letting you know what's going on so you can be informed and act accordingly. Waking Up Orwell, she has some news about the real ID, the national ID concept, 5/11 campaign, I believe, is what she's involved with. So that is Sheila Dean, new show this Thursday, first show, 2:30 to 3 on Thursday, Waking Up Orwell. You can go to co-op.org for the new schedule, which is being updated as we go. Also, a new show is on the other end of the scale, something a little peppy and entertaining, which we need a balance of both, right? Lisa Schneider, What's a Girl to Do? Her first show was last Saturday, and every Saturday, 5:30 to 6. Nice tunes. And then right before her show is, I think, the second season of Mimi Alador's Mood Swings, 5 to 5:30. So stay tuned for those wonderful new shows and many more that I may not have mentioned. If you are tuning in at this time slot and expecting Chris Holcomb, we were sorry to say last week was his last show of East Austin Now. He has a day job that's eating into his volunteer time here at Co-op. So stay tuned. In just a little while, we'll have live music and an interview with Bruce Melton, who is a civil engineer, climate change author, and musician. Musician with the Climate Change Band. And you can find out all kinds of information at his website and a short movie called What Have We Done on meltonengineering.com. If you're interested, you may go to meltonengineering.com. If you have some good news that you want to share with me, to go on the air or not, it's just up to you. You can give me feedback at goodnewscoop@yahoo.com. The opinions expressed here on Good News belong to those who speak them and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Co-op, its board of directors, or sponsors. Also, I want to give you a quote before we get started. From our good friend, the father of intelligence, perhaps. One of the fathers of intelligence. Albert Einstein says, any intelligent fool can make things bigger, more complex, and more violent. It takes a touch of genius and a lot of courage to move in the opposite direction. So along those lines, stay tuned. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Waiting. The water, come on and wait in the water, children, wait in the water.
My Lord, my God,
gonna trouble the water.
Water,
my
Hello. Thanks for listening. We're back. And in the background is the Padre Island National Seashore, recorded by our guest today, Bruce Melton, back in May. And just in case you were wondering, you want to go to that same spot, it's mile marker 22. It's mile marker 22. Is that right, Bruce?
22 miles down the four-wheel drive beach.
Oh, I guess you have to have four-wheel drive. Good. Okay. So you were just listening to Wade in the Water, the Blind Boys of Alabama. I'm sure it's on other recordings. This happened to be a sampler called Get the Blues 2. So, folks, I'd like to tell you that this portion of co-op programming is brought to you in part by the Austin Chronicle. The Austin Chronicle is available for pickup every Thursday at your local retailer or newsstand and features stories on local happenings, music, restaurants, and more. For more information, you may visit austinchronicle.com. They also have recommendations for voting. They always have their opinion. I would like to state for the record, and this is opinion, of course, that I don't necessarily agree with their analysis of what to do regarding Proposition 2. So go to the different websites. Stop Domain Subsidies is one side of the picture, and KeepAustin'sWord.com, I think, or .org, is the other side. So see for yourself what you think on that one. This portion of co-op programming is also sponsored in part by The Vortex. The mission of The Vortex is to create and present original theatrical, musical, and multidisciplinary performances. Dangerous theater since 1988. The Vortex is located at 2307 Manor Road in East Austin, not far from the studio here. For more information, you may visit vortexrep.org or you may call 478-5282. That's vortexrep.org or 478-5282. We really appreciate our sponsors. Thanks to all of you who pledged money, gave us money to keep co-op strong and alive. Let's see. So let's do a little setup, Bruce. Last week we talked mostly about the bad news. Bruce Melton, climate change author. Give us an overview, if you would please, of what's wrong with the climate. How do we know that climate change is really serious this go around?
Well, climate change, the bad news, the good news, which it really sounds like bad news, but our climate is changing much faster than we thought it was just a few years ago. And one of the reasons we know this is because of the enormous amount of research that has been done recently. In 1987, a Google Scholar search found 88 citations for global warming or climate change. In 2007, they found 8,010 citations. So the amount of research is increasing enormously. This is allowing us to understand that climate change is worse. But the good news is that we really do understand a lot more about it now, so we can address the issues.
So like they say, in just knowing the problem is the first step, but
that's
it
right.
is only the first step.
That's right.
So that's good. Give us some examples of what you have seen with your own two eyeballs about climate change. Your quickly, just a recap of your visit to Greenland.
In Greenland, I found a place where the ice had melted 100 feet vertically in 3 years. That's... It had been stable, virtually stable, not melting more than 10 feet in the last 100 years up until the 2004 melt season, when what they're calling the big melt started to happen in Greenland. Another big thing that I've seen is the mountain pine beetle pandemic in the North American Rockies. 27 million acres of trees have been killed in the last decade.
And what's the effect of that on climate change?
The Canadian Forest Service has done an analysis that found that just the trees that were killed in British Columbia will emit as much carbon dioxide every year as 25% of the Canadian transportation fleet. And the forest will emit, not capture the carbon dioxide, it will emit carbon dioxide for 20 years until the new forest gets large enough to start to counter-effect some of those old dead trees dying and rotting.
Mm-hmm. So it's the decomposition process that makes them emit carbon dioxide.
Yes.
All right, so any more bad news before we get to the good news? Because we have to give you the good... Before we give you the good news, we have to let you know the situation. And that is... And most of us don't realize the dire situation. 100 feet vertical melt.
In just 3 years, where for the last 100 years it's been virtually stable.
Mm-hmm. So all of the question about whether there is global climate change or not is out the window, pretty much.
Oh, absolutely.
The debate
absolutely.
Is out the window.
It has been for 10 to 15 years among the scientists. Mm-hmm. The good news is that more of society is coming to understand this. The bad good news is that science is so far ahead of society that there's a lot of catch-up that needs to happen so that society can understand exactly where we're at today with climate change.
Mm-hmm. And we're not talking tomato ketchup.
No, we're not.
Okay, so... Regarding this knowledge that is so far advanced with the scientists, and there's such a lag amongst us average people who don't go out to Greenland or don't necessarily spend our free time researching climate change as you do, Mr. Bruce Melton. Again, you can find out more information at meltonengineering.com. Give us that example again of how powerful knowledge is when it... when we absorb it as a people, as a society, when we learn something new and put it into effect.
It's the way that knowledge alone can impact our lives. About the turn of the 20th century, about 1900, hygiene practices, hand washing, wastewater disposal, water treatment, food storage, things like that, were basically discovered and became common knowledge in society. Between 1900 and World War II, deaths from infection because of all of these things.
Because of the hygiene, the knowledge of the importance of hygiene.
The common knowledge, washing your hands, storing your foods properly, you know, your water and your wastewater disposal and your treatment. Deaths from infection fell by 80% between 1900 and World War II. World War II was when antibiotics were invented and became widespread. Their use became widespread. After World War II, deaths from this grand technological invention only decreased by another 15%.
Mm-hmm.
So it was this generalized, common, everyday thing, all these common, everyday things that we learned that were responsible for these societal changes.
Mm-hmm.
And not the technological innovation.
Right. I wonder how they did that. PR was not so prevalent. No internet back at the turn of the century. How did they get that information out, I wonder? That's
word of
boggles,
mouth.
Boggles the mind.
Word of mouth. Tell your friends.
Yeah.
That's how it
did
works.
Did you wash your hands today?
Did you wash your hands today? We're going to install a wastewater treatment system.
There you go. Awesome. So, likewise, the reversal or the amelioration, is that the right word, of the severity of climate change can happen by word of mouth. Well, what you're saying, Bruce, is you've been telling us and telling me that we already know what we need to do. It's just a matter of doing it.
We do already know. We can tackle climate change with our existing knowledge, with our existing technologies.
That's really the good news.
All we have to do is just do it. It's just like an atmospheric carbon dioxide capture device the size of the Great Wall of China can remove half of the atmospheric carbon dioxide emissions from our society every year.
And what is this?
It's one of these
new technology.
Good news things. It's an existing technology.
Mm-hmm.
They use it everywhere. Well, not everywhere. Anywhere they need to create carbon dioxide out of the air, you can take it out of the air with it's called a scrubber. You can do it either at a power plant where you're taking it out as a pollutant, or if you need carbon dioxide for some reason, you can take it out of the air and put it in bottles and use it for whatever you need it for. You can do the same thing to take carbon dioxide out of the air that we put there by burning fossil fuels. in a capture device the size of the Great Wall of China, which is a big thing, will take half of society's carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. And remember, the Great Wall of China was built by hand. So this is something that our society can do. We've got the technology. It's an everyday technology that exists in industry. It's the size of the Great Wall of China that was built by hand.
What else? What else? Oh, do you want to go to a song now or talk more about what we can do?
Song?
How about a song?
How about a song?
Because we have to have some levity. And we might end up needing brevity, but we only have about 9 more minutes to good news. And Bruce Melton, like I said, is a musician with the Climate Change Band. We're eagerly anticipating some live performances, but you might want to stay tuned to good news every Monday, 1:30 to 2 o'clock now, to find out when Climate Change Band plays next.
Yay. The ocean is rising, the beaches decree, gonna get covered up by the sea. The glaciers have increased their velocity, the oceans are rising, the beaches decree. Gauges say what we can't see. The water's coming up increasingly. The ice cap is melting so rapidly. The scientists say furiously, the ocean is rising, the beaches decree, gonna get covered up by the sea. The glaciers have increased their velocity, and the ocean is rising, the beaches decree. Politicians say that it's okay, we wouldn't know what to do anyway. It'll never do us that much harm, we couldn't be that wrong. The ocean is rising, the beaches decree, gonna get covered up by the sea. The glaciers have increased their velocity, the ocean is rising, the beaches decree. This is not normal, this is what we see when the climate changes abruptly. Mankind has caused this catastrophe. If you think it's not bad, just wait and see. The ocean is rising, the beaches decree, gonna get covered up by the sea. The glaciers have increased their velocity. The ocean is rising, the beaches decree.
Awesome. So this is our friend Bruce Melton, civil engineer, climate change author, and climate change musician. What's the name of that song, Bruce?
Beaches Decree.
Beaches Decree. Awesome. I just want to give you a couple more announcements. It's very exciting that tomorrow is Election Day. Most of the people I know have already voted early, but thank goodness we have one more day to vote, and that is tomorrow, folks. Polls open till 7 p.m. Find out early where your polling place is in case there's any question. But I want to let you know about this organization called VoteRescue.org. We've had our friend Richard on here before, and he emailed me to let me know that Vote Rescue is an organization that is hanging out at polling places, making sure there's no funny business, and if there is any funny business, that it is taken care of and reported. And they still need volunteers. If you would like to volunteer in this capacity, they will be handing out materials today from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Randalls near Deep Eddy at Lake Austin Boulevard and Exposition. They still need lots of help for tomorrow. Spread the word. VoteRescue.org is their website, and he also mentioned that democracynow.org would be giving us some updates and some information about voting tomorrow as well. Bruce, thank you so much for being here. We just have a few more minutes, maybe 4 minutes. Any final pieces of information that you can leave us with? Time goes by so fast, doesn't it?
The most important thing we can do is to tell our friends and to be active in society, to advocate change, to do what we know we can do. We have the tools available. We have the knowledge. Anything green, anything environmental is a good thing to do. And if it's not, we'll find out before long, like with biofuels here a few years back. We all thought that was great. Now we understand it's maybe not that great. The point is to do things. It's not just to stand by. Tell your friends. Get your friends to do things, too. Everybody's got to know. It's not good, and that's the good news.
Hmm. The good news is when we have that power of information, knowledge is power, right?
That's it.
All right. So I think I have queued up a song that Bruce has recorded that is the soundtrack tune to his short movie, which can be found on his website, meltonengineering.com. It's called What Have We Done? What Have We Done? Good to know. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for Teresa and Ancient Medicine, Today's World. Great information.
You're tuned in to KOOP, Hornsby, Austin.
Radio de la Comunidad en Austin, Texas.
91.7 on your FM dial.
Is everybody, has everybody got a place to hide? Is everybody safe and warm inside?
You're listening to Ancient Medicine Today. I'm Teresa Myala, and I'll be your host on this journey into the world of alternative medicine. As well as tuning your radio to 91.7 FM, you can listen via the internet because we're streaming live at koop.org. It's important to note that the opinions expressed on Ancient Medicine Today are a reflection of the practitioners and the guests of this show. This program isn't meant to replace care from your favorite healthcare provider. We're not prescribing herbs or nutritional supplements. We're just sharing information and our experiences. On today's show, we'll learn what a certified clinical nutritionist does and how they can aid in disease prevention. We'll hear about the politics affecting your right to choose some alternative healthcare modalities. Find out about the herbal uses of calendula flowers and get the astrological 411 affecting the upcoming presidential election. Stay tuned for all this and more on Ancient Medicine Today. It's time to take a walk on the wild side with herbalist and wildcrafter Nicole Telkish.
Hello and welcome to Herbs, Weeds, and Other Wild Things in Central Texas. I hope you all are enjoying the nice fall weather. This week's spotlight is on calendula. The word calendula comes from the Latin calends, the same root as calendar, meaning the first day of the month, because the Romans thought that this is when the plant bloomed. It's in the Asteraceae family of plants, and this is a small annual flower that does best in our cooler months and has bright, cheerful yellow to orange blooms all throughout the winter and into spring. Calendula is a great addition to winter gardens and spring gardens in Central Texas. It usually gets beaten back by the heat, which can happen as early as May or as late as July, depending on our temperatures and rainfall. In the city, it has done